I guess I fell asleep reading. The book was good, but no book is so good that it can keep you awake when you drift off to sleep. And I must have been tired, because it's morning now. I slept all night. Teenagers need their sleep, or so I've heard. Sometimes I get no sleep, and that seems fine, too. Oh, today's going to be a long day. I have to get this project started. Hell, I have to figure out what the project is. And I have to go to my tutoring job. The Blake kid doesn't get math at all, and I'd like to stuff it into his dense skull. But that method hasn't been perfected yet. And Mom made me promise I'd make dinner since she's got something or other going on. It's going to be vegetarian, I said last night, warning her, and she tisked and gave me the look that says, vegetarians all die of protein starvation. Odd that she didn't call me to wake me up like she always does, but maybe it's early, or earlier than I think it is. Time's funny that way. Even without thinking your way back into the turn of the 20th century, or complaining about time constantly like Mom does, or being Einstein or some other theoretician, cooking up esoteric ways to grasp the concept. I not only don't understand time, I don't know what time it is right now. My phone's gone missing, and I can't find my tablet. It's as though my room were rearranged in the middle of the night while I was asleep. Stranger things have certainly happened.
Mom once redecorated my room while I was at math camp, and I came home and didn't recognize the place. It was all blue.
And I threw a fit, even though it looked kind of good. Today, though? I start searching for my phone, look around, and realize this isn't even my room. I fell asleep in someone else's room? Did I leave the house? And whose room is this? This certainly isn't any room I've ever been in before. I stay in bed. I'm obviously having a hallucination, brought on by reading too much antique science fiction. Or else I'm still asleep. I blink my eyes, rub my eyes, and sit up. Now I'm panicking. Now I'm looking around, and there's nothing at all familiar to me in this room I'm in. It's a nice room, though. Kind of cute, really. Very black and purple, which I love. Nicely decorated and cozy. Feels like home. Feels like the kind of place I'd like to be in. Well, I actually am in it, aren't I? That's the nonsense thought I have. Me, the smartest girl in the class, and even I have nonsense thoughts. I guess everyone does. Well, not Einstein. He never had a nonsense thought. Tesla probably didn't either. Definitely not Euler or Marie Curie. These people thought only important, relevant, groundbreaking, awesome thoughts. I snap out of it. Where am I? I stumble out of bed. I need a bathroom. Now. Where the hell is the bathroom?